Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're in a safe place for me to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for participating. We really appreciate
it. And who are you with?
We are with Opinion Research.
PM who?
No, Opinion Research.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you do reside in Texas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Clayburg.
Okay, thank you. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all your calls or almost all the calls on a regular home phone or on a cell phone?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Not even.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station or political party?
No.
Thank you. And now just to ensure we have a representative sample, of what year were you born?
64.
64. Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. And what is the last grade of school that you have completed?
12.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, and next, do you approve or disapprove of the job of the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
They suck. They're bad. Bad.
So you would say strongly disapprove?
Prices are strongly disapproved.
Thank you.
I can't make enough money to pay for the stuff I buy. If I didn't save, I'm going negative.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
Republican.
And would you say probably or definitely Republican?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. First person we have here is Myra Flores.
I've heard of her. I think I voted for her. I think that's the one with the husband that's a border patrol.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. Approve.
Okay, so you have a favorable, somewhat favorable or very favorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And next person we have on here is Vicente Gonzalez.
Never heard of him.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Heard of him.
Do you have a favorable?
Approve.
Very
favorable.
Very favorable? Okay.
Very favorable.
What about Kamala Harris?
Not desirable. Very undesirable.
Okay. And the last person on here, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick one of those issues, okay? Jobs and the economy, taxes, climate change, abortion, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, border security, national security and foreign affairs, fentanyl and drug addiction, education, and healthcare.
Can I say all of them?
They want you to
pick one. Or was my most?
Yeah, the most for you.
The most? Abortion.
Yeah. Abortion, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and a 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the
Ted
Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Myra Flores.
And is that a probably or a definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress, or it makes no difference. The first one says, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. So does that
highly disapprove.
So much less likely to vote for him, okay?
I wouldn't even speak to the guy.
Okay. Next statement says, despite the crisis at our southern border, Mr. Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies.
Disapprove. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, next one. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Congressman Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much less likely.
Most likely. You're just making me mad. Now I got to go mix a drink.
Yeah, I have to read all the statements here. The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families, to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. So much less likely, I would say. And then the last statement says, Mr. Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Much less likely.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Conservative.
Would that be very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative. Somewhat conservative.
Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low working class.
Okay. Are you currently employed or unemployed or retired?
Employed. Employed.
Okay. Okay, and how would you? And how many jobs do you currently have? One, two, or more than two?
One, but if it keeps going like it's going, I'm gonna have to get two.
Okay, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
In the 2022?
No, 2020. For in the
2020?
Yeah.
Oh no! I voted for Trump.
For Trump. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night, okay?
Okay.